From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Turkey and the EU say they have reached an agreement on the migrant crisis. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, Turkey, which is hosting more than 2 million Syrian refugees and is the migrants' main transit route into Europe, is seen as key to stemming the exodus.
Pro-government newspapers in Turkey described the emergency summit on the migrant crisis held in Brussels as an historic victory for the country, with the EU agreeing to resettle one Syrian refugee from Turkey in return for every Syrian refugee Turkey takes back from Greece. But the United Nations and international human rights groups are questioning the legality of immediate deportations. This year alone, more than 120,000 migrants made the perilous journey across the Aegean Sea from Turkey to Greece. More than 200 have died. EU and Turkish leaders will meet again next week to hammer out what they say is the final details of the plan. The meeting is already predicted to be a long one. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Iran said Tuesday it had conducted ballistic missile tests at several sites across the country in order to show its deterrent power and readiness to confront threats. The tests come 2 months after the United States imposed new sanctions against 5 Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. Iran defended 2 previous missile tests last October as being a matter of national security after the U.S. and other Western powers said the launches violated a U.N. Security Council resolution. The U.S. State Department says it plans to ask the U.N. Security Council to review Iran's latest tests and press for an appropriate response. This is VOA News. New political surveys here in the United States show support for Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump might be eroding as voters cast ballots Tuesday in nominating contests in 4 more states. A new Washington Post ABC News poll showed 34% of Republicans still favor the billionaire real estate mogul. That's compared to 25% for Texas Senator Ted Cruz, 18% for Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and 13% for Ohio Governor John Kasich. Meanwhile, an NBC News SurveyMonkey poll showed Trump with a bigger lead of nearly 2-1 over Cruz, with Rubio and Kasich trailing. The new surveys come at a time when establishment Republicans, including the party's 2012 nominee Mitt Romney, have embarked on an all-out effort to thwart Trump from winning the presidential nomination. They fear that he is too unpredictable and would lose to the leading Democratic candidate, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in November's national election. People are marking International Women's Day to recognize the achievements of women and the continuing struggle for gender equality. Several world leaders praised the contributions of women and called for greater inclusiveness. In Dubai, Dr. Jill Biden, the wife of Vice President Joe Biden, said that all people must strive for a world in which boys and girls both have opportunity to succeed.
So today, on International Women's Day, and every day, we must stand with the women and men who are committed to a future where our daughters and our sons have equal opportunity to thrive.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he has fought for the empowerment of women during his 9 years as the head of the UN. Women and men in countries such as Georgia, the Philippines, Britain, China, India, Bangladesh, the Netherlands, and here in the United States took part in marches, rallies, concerts, and panel discussions. And the United States is trying to determine if an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader. A U.S. official confirmed the strike was carried out Friday near the town of al-Shadidi, but there is no clear determination on the fate of Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Omar the Chechen. CNN was the first to report the airstrike. The United States had a $5 million reward on the Islamic State leader's head and said he coordinated closely with ISIL's financial section. That follows reports last week of an airstrike near Aleppo that killed IS official Amr al-Absi, also known as Abu al-Atir. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.